Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast, video, audio, wherever you're listening or watching. We have Eric Jacobson with us today.
Hello.
In the studio. Hi Eric.
Hi Gabor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Eric, you've been painting, teaching, I should say, how many years roughly now?
27 years.
27 years, yeah. What are some challenges, the big ones, I should say, that you see folks struggling with, and what is some just, you know, since it's a shorter podcast, it's not like a whole hour thing, but what kind of advice you can give?
There's a few things, but one thing is shape drawing is sort of missing in their language. That the mm-hmm. Their thought that most people have when they think of drawing, they think of line. Mm-hmm. But when you're developing a painting, a consideration for negative shape as well as positive shape, and thinking about how those shapes interlock on the canvas is mm-hmm. more important than linear drawing. So that's okay. That's one thing. Yeah. Temperature is another one. Yeah. Most people understand value to some degree. Mm-hmm. Generally, people need work on that as well. But mm-hmm. when it comes to color temperature, I think that's the other big one
okay.
that I notice. Yeah. Okay.
And is value up there too? How dark or light
yeah.
some things are?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Value, light and dark, uh-huh. shapes. Proper shape placement, relationships, you know, the size of one shape to another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How would you recommend remedying the drawing part first?
Well, the drawing...
What exercises and what can they do to improve it?
Yeah, the drawing part can be remedied a couple of ways. One is you do want to learn to draw. So line drawing is not wrong.
Yeah.
If you can break down images, sometimes it's more helpful to have an actual photo, mm-hmm. like a physical copy in front of you. Mm-hmm. Or if you're fortunate enough to have something on your computer where you can draw on it, mm-hmm. a great way to work on your shape drawing is to isolate light and dark shapes in your reference photos.
Okay.
Or isolate the shape of just the shape of the sky against a tree mm-hmm. or the landscape, and begin to think of things in terms of shapes of light and dark.
Okay. Would you recommend most of the time in the beginning, if someone's new to drawing, doing it from life, or would you want?
I think working from life is going to be the best thing for you for your color. It's going to be the best thing for you for everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes, again, having a physical something to work with can help you find flat shapes.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, you'd like to be seeing them when you're out there. And
yeah.
those little viewfinders can be a help. You're aware of them where you
yeah.
look through and you see your landscape in whatever format that you might want to paint it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you have to learn to see not everything in front of you.
Yeah.
So sometimes the reason for getting an image is just in the beginning to know where you're looking
mm-hmm.
and to know how to make the outside shape. You know, where are your outside boundaries that will be part of your
design,
positive, your design,
yeah.
your positive and negative shapes.
Yeah. After all, what matters is what's within the four.
That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if, you know, that you made it exactly the way it looks like in front of you, but
yeah.
does it have a nice presentation, a nice design to it?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But in the beginning, obviously, copying is good. Try to
yeah.
mimic things is not bad at all.
Nope.
When
nope.
you're learning, I'm talking in the
no.
beginning process.
Yeah, you mean with drawing and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah. you know, that's a separate skill. You do want to work with line drawing. You do want to define things with line. But very quickly, when you get to painting, once you begin mm-hmm. painting, you need to think more in terms of one light shape coming up against another dark shape or,
mm-hmm.
or one warm color coming up against a cool color. So on
okay.
and so forth. That's
okay.
that becomes very important. And the reason I mentioned that right up front is that's not something that's taught. We're not taught that. When we're young, we're taught
yeah.
to trace things
trace,
and
yeah.
outline
stay
things.
Within the lines.
Yeah, we kind of all of us, at least in Western society, have been taught that. Probably most everywhere,
yeah.
but we have never that I know of, no one's ever asked at a young age to see positive and negative shape.
Yeah.
I think it's possible to do that.
Yeah, even at a young age.
Babies, the first thing that a baby can see is black and white when they can start to discern. Yeah, and they have those baby books with black and white big shapes because they can see things based on shape.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we can't, you know, see that way.
So an artist almost needs to, I mean, if you want to, you know, learn how to paint, they have to go back to that baby book.
It's very helpful. Look at certain books out there. Very often, I know Kevin McPherson talks about this in his book. Mm-hmm. I know there's other places where people show they break down paintings just based on making them into flat light.
And it's
helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah. No, those are great tips. Yeah. I'm sure there's other things you can tell the students. But Eric has a digital download series with us at the Tucson Art Academy online. So make sure you check that out on his page. And Eric will be one of our teachers. So this November, he will have an online course with us, depending on when you're listening, of course, to this episode. So thank you again, Eric. And we will see all of you next time.
See ya.